This is Senator Al Simpson. Should a simple prayer be outlawed at public school graduations? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the Supreme Court already prevents prayers from being offered in a classroom, but now the High Court has agreed to decide a case which could even ban any prayer in graduation ceremonies. The case arises from a man who successfully challenged a benediction and invocation being given at his daughter's junior high school graduation, even though the prayer was completely non-denominational. The federal judge, who barred all future graduation prayers, said the First Amendment was being violated because the prayers might advance religion. Wow. Ted, could we have just a little common sense here? In God We Trust is printed on every single coin and dollar bill in America. We begin each day in the Senate with a prayer. Ted, the time has come to fully respect the rights of a majority who want to enjoy a prayer at one of life's big moments like graduations. Now that's called free speech and freedom of religion.
Al, few parts of the Constitution are more difficult to apply in the real world than the church-state provisions of the Bill of Rights. That's because the First Amendment contains two conflicting provisions. You only mentioned one, the guarantee of free exercise of religion. You left out the Establishment Clause, which prohibits government from supporting religion. That's what separates church and state, Al. It's not always easy to decide which of those two constitutional rules to apply. Take a non-religious example. We know that many hands make light work, but sometimes too many cooks spoil the broth. It's not always clear which rule to use. For years, the Supreme Court has prohibited prayers in public school classrooms. Whether or not the court decides to permit prayers at school graduations, Al, President Kennedy got it right years ago. He said the best place for prayer is at home and in church. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the right lessons and the right wing lessons of the Persian Gulf War. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.